hear his voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman reaffirmed the government's commitment to accelerating national sugar self-sufficiency through a comprehensive overhaul of the entire supply chain from the upstream to downstream. Reported by antaranews.com, Minister Amran, during a working visit at Jolon Doro Plantation, Banyuwangi, Java, on Monday, June 23rd, emphasized that improvements are underway at multiple stages, including seed quality, planting patterns, downstream systems, and marketing processes. The Ministry of Agriculture has developed a national sugar self-sufficiency roadmap aiming self-sufficiency for household consumption by 2028 and full self-sufficiency, including industrial and bioethanol needs, by 2030. The Ministry of Environment has introduced a new category in the Adipura Award, which is called the Dirty City designation, as a warning for regions underperforming in waste management. Reported antaranews.com, Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Norofik, in a statement here on Monday, June 23rd, introduced the revamped Adipura concept, which no longer focuses solely on aesthetics and surface cleanliness. The ministry now assesses a city's institutional waste governance, separation at source, and compliance with the ban on open dumping at waste disposal site. Listener, that was the newsroom voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
semua kembali aku tertentang. Yang ku rasa hanyalah kecewa. Sakit hati, pikir sakit hati. Semua ini terjadi berkali-kali. Gak pernah aku mengerti mengapa begini. Mati saja kau selalu ingkari janji. Sakit hati, pikir sakit hati. Semua ini terjadi berkali-kali. Gak pernah aku mengerti mengapa begini. Mati saja kau selalu ingkari janji.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasihku, kau telah membuatku berangan jauh ke awan. Ku terbang karena terpesona olehmu yang cantik rupawan. Oh, walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu jadi milikmu. Oh, bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menjemput mentari.
Kau menjadi milikku selalu. Ku dekat dirimu, dekat dengan hatiku. Dan takkan ku lepas sayang. Kau bagaikan sinar mentari, bersinar di pagi hari. Terus berlari-lari untuk kejar dirimu sayang. Walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu jadi milikmu. Oh, bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, akan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut. Oh, bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut mentari.
Katakanlah sayapmu, terbanglah tinggi dan bawalah hati ini bersamamu. Bila kau akan tetap pergi jauh, ku bersamamu.
Walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu
jaga cinta kita berdua untukku selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut mentari.
Kau ragu tentangku, yeah. Kau jadi rajamu, oh. Kau jaga cinta kita berdua untukku selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut mentari.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Hello listener, we're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah, or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robby Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love, and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wunsch came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kalbuku, dalam hati ada satu, manis lembut bisikan. Bintang malam, semilir angin pun sejuk, seakan hidup mendatang dapat ku tempu denganmu. Insan, simfoni dan kita.
Thailand military is closing some of its border posts with Cambodia amid the heating tension between the two nations on Monday. And the closure of this post is implemented at six provinces or six border provinces. And reported by RRE.co.id, this policy applies for all vehicles and people on foot, except for students and people requiring medical treatment. And the movement was a response to the border conflict, which was heating recently. And RRE.co.id quoted CNI that the blockage applies not only for Thailand people, but also for foreigners. Therefore, tourists cannot enter Cambodia again through the popular route Aranyaprotet Poipet. And in the meantime, listener, the government of Cambodia also stopped the import of fruits and vegetables from Thailand, and they also banned the screening of Thailand drama on TV and cinema, while also reducing internet bandwidth from Thailand.
Apa yang buat kau selalu menghitung keraguanmu? Lihatlah mata jiwaku, di sana tersimpan cinta. Kita bertemu, andaikan diriku menjadi pendampingmu di tahta hatiku, kan ku jaga untuk selamanya. Jalinan yang indah terlalu berharga untuk terhapuskan. Izinkan diriku menangkan hatimu yang ku kagumi sejak kawan ya kita bertemu. Untukmu saja.
unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
You're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to download the RRI mobile app called RRI Digital that you can use to listen to the Voice of Indonesia and all RRI stations all across Indonesia. More interesting stuff is coming up next from the Voice of Indonesia, so make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back. puja, dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak kurasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya sempurna yang kau puja, dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak kurasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya sempurna yang kau puja, dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak kurasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya.
After this, you'll be listening to a story about a race, not on a horse, but on a cow or buffalo in Karapan Sapi, Madura. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island. Ahmad Rasul Kalib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called Saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karasidenan, Piala Presiden,
itu for Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura, called Pak Sakera. It's red and white t-shirt for the top, and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells, because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Krapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juara.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaak ganggu Pancasila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of Bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke sestat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke sestat, itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap kerapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemafiton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race add dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan Sapi Bull Race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. the bulls like the race too.
Jaak ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, to Madura people, Karapan Sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This krapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, krapan sapi ini.
So Krapan Sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Praja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Kenny. Secondly, Kerap Praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is Kerap Uncengan. So if there are certain big days, Regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is Kerap Karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Kerap. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Kerap Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Harus memang benar-benar sapi pilihan.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul, symphony of sights and sounds, across the beautiful nature, go through the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, wonderful Indonesia.
Sang gila.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with this soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Ooh.
yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang hancur lebur akan terobati, yang sia-sia akan jadi makna, yang terus berulang suatu saat henti, yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti.
Yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berhenti.